With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Cleaning up after devastating flash flooding in Texas, the death toll stands at 51. It is feared that eventually it will go higher. 43 of those deaths happened in Kerr County, perhaps the hardest hit part of Texas. The governor, Greg Abbott, says crews are on the job. They'll keep working round the clock to rescue and recover victims. How many people are missing? Not certain. 27 children at a girls' summer camp for sure, but it's probably more. President Trump is willing to let migrant laborers stay in the U.S. under certain circumstances. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on that.
The president often boasts of implementing America's biggest deportation campaign, but over the past few weeks, he's suggested going easier on farm workers and those employed in the hotel and hospitality industry. On Thursday night in Iowa, the president said he was willing to let migrant laborers stay in the country if the farmers they work for will vouch for them. Farmers have complained to the administration that deporting workers will have a negative economic impact. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, with the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, former Senator Jim Talent says he believes that President Trump has some serious political momentum.
They've still got a big agenda ahead, and I think on most of the things they have to do, they've got a really good start, and the politics is lining up on their side. So I'm looking forward to an effective entire first year for the president.
Talent spoke with the Salem Radio Network. China is barring European medical device companies from selling to its government in response to EU trade restrictions. The finance ministry announcing today that the ban applies to procurement budgets over $6.2 million unless the companies manufacture in China. The move follows escalating trade disputes, including China imposing anti-dumping duties. This is SRN News. A new poll finds few Americans support allowing religious schools to become tax-funded, but majorities are in favor of allowing religious chaplains to provide support services for public school students. The AP-NORC poll shows the complexity of America's attitudes toward religious expression in schools, which varies depending on the kind of expression and sometimes across partisan lines. The findings also highlight tension points in the country's long-standing debate over the role of religion in the public school. The University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes it says were, quote, disadvantaged by Thomas' participation on the women's swimming team. The moves are part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. Penn now shows other athletes holding the school's top times in Thomas events. This is SRN News. A volunteer finds the Holy Grail of abolitionist-era Baptist documents in Massachusetts.
A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptist in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. The 5-foot-long scroll is a handwritten declaration signed by 116 New England ministers saying they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was signed 2 years after the issue of slavery prompted Baptists in the South to break away and form the Southern Baptist Convention. Church officials consider the scroll one of the most important abolitionist-era Baptist documents. It was discovered in a storage room in Groton, Massachusetts. Ron Taylor reporting.
The Reno Aces minor league baseball team had an actual rabbit throughout the ceremonial first pitch yesterday with some help from a pitching machine. The rabbit's named Alex the Great. He is a rescue. How about that? This is SRN News.